John Taylor, Stern AG and Leach, everybody cooking up lots of good, well, all types of meat, steaks, and everything. And now you got to replenish the supply of meat, but John, it may cost a little more.
Well, it may, and there's some very interesting mergers and acquisitions going on in the meat industry, too. But let's talk about this. Of course, the government says there's no inflation, and let's talk about that. Meat prices as a whole are up 8.4% in April this year versus April of last year. A pound of ground beef is up 17%. So maybe that's what's driving some of these mergers. This morning we get news that Pilgrim's Pride has made a proposal by Hillshire Brands in an all-cash deal for $6.4 billion. That's $45 a share. That Hillshire stock was $37 a share on Friday. By the way, the Hillshire stock is up almost $8.50 a share, or about 23% this morning. But let's unpack that just a little bit. Pilgrim's Pride, you may remember, was a Pittsburgh, Texas-based company. One of the brothers that was one of the co-founders was a guy named Bo Pilgrim, and in the ads he always appeared with a Pilgrim's hat on, had a pet chicken named Henrietta. You may remember that. They went broke in September of 2009. They were bought by a company called JBS, which may not sound familiar, but JBS is a huge Brazilian red meat company primarily that has bought a number of U.S. brands, including Swift. They're now proposing to buy Pilgrim's Pride. Now, this, we don't know what effect this will have on Hillshire's acquisition of Pinnacle Foods that I reported to you a couple weeks ago. And, of course, Pinnacle Foods has a plant in Fayetteville, right across the street from Bond Stadium. So if you look at who's buying all these meat companies, I also refresh your memory that not too long ago, in 2013, that Smithville Foods in Smithville, Virginia, the largest pork producer, was bought by a Chinese company. And, oh, yeah, by the way, OK Foods, like OK Industries here in our own community, is owned by a publicly traded Mexican poultry company. So we see that there's a lot of foreign investment happening in the meat industry and a lot of acquisitions going on, and we'll just have to follow that and see what happens. Here's kind of a shot over the bow of a company that you think is invincible, and that's Walmart. Now, there's a proxy firm called ISS, and the proxy firm, what they do is they recommend to shareholders how they should vote on certain proposals that come before the shareholders' meetings. Well, ISS says that Walmart should consider adding an independent chairman. Now, the current person that occupies that chair is Rob Walton, the son of Sam Walton. They say they need more independence on their board. There are 14 members of that board. Two of them are represented by our sons of Sam Walton, also the current CEO and the former CEO. So four of the 14 are considered to be insiders, and ISS says that they need to bring more independence to their board. I have a feeling that that's going to fall on deaf ears at the stockholders meeting. Now, this morning we see futures up about 53 points. We just got numbers from the government on durable goods, and the numbers are better than expected, but not as good as last month. Durable goods, that's the stuff that's made to last 3 years or more, 0.8% for the month. If you take out transportation orders, only up 0.1, so pretty much flat. Last week, we reported some encouraging numbers from the sale of existing homes. Well, Friday, we got new home sales numbers, and they were good. They were up 6.4% in April versus March, and on a seasonally adjusted basis, came in at 433,000 new home sales, according to the Commerce Department. And we've been talking a lot about retailers because perhaps they're the canary in the coal mine that tells us how the economy is really doing. Many retailers over the last 3 weeks have reported very bad numbers. Even more troubling, they've reduced their forecast for the remainder of this year, and some of them even into 2015. Well, Foot Locker says that the bad weather wasn't a problem for them. Foot Locker says first quarter profit up 17%, same-store sales up almost 8%. So we see once again that there's kind of a split here between what's happening with some retailers and others. Clearly, consumers have discretionary money to spend on some things, as evidenced in the numbers of Foot Locker.
Absolutely. Part of it's management, I guess, John, and part of it luck, maybe.
That's true. And by the way, just go out and store up on food. The government says all these prices are going to continue to escalate. It looks like that the buy is going to be chicken. Pork is going up, too, and beef, but chicken not up nearly as much.
All right, John, we appreciate that, man.
Take care.
Thank you. John, with the kind of update, what we need to pick out at the store, because a lot of people have used up their reserves with all of the cookouts and so on yesterday. And John Taylor from Stern AG and Leach at 820 South 21st Street, back on duty today. You could visit with him at Stern AG and Leach, or you could call him 479-782-2527.